Well, good morning, everybody. It is a Friday. Thank God, man. I know everybody says that. I'm not gonna lie, and nobody wants to hear anybody else bitch. It's been a long week. I only say that because, and it's my own fault. I'm not blaming anyone, but I almost always when I do a vacation or flying or anything, I do try to schedule it around a weekend. Getting in from New Orleans / Atlanta late Monday night and then coming to work Tuesday, it's fine. It's great. But it's not the easiest on your body. And everybody around me is getting sick. Kyle, you were kind of sick when I was on the road, right?
I was.
You powered through.
I did.
It's interesting for a guy like me. I feel like I'm getting sick this morning. I was so careful on the road, washing hands, taking airborne, doing everything I could because of the climate changes, the flying, all that stuff. It's just a big cesspool of germ. And I wouldn't say I'm a germaphobe, but I'm kind of a little bit of a germaphobe. But when you're a guy like me that snores on occasion, I woke up this morning and my throat is just raw. It's very sore. I've had a runny nose all week, a little bit of a runny nose, you know, sneezing. Now, that's that time of year. Everybody has it. But I don't know, and I won't find out till later today if my throat is a sick sore throat or if it's a you snored last night or that, Kyle. Yes, that's right. Maybe in the middle of the night I sleepwalked and ate popsicles.
Yep.
Yes, that's exactly your point. I always like to go to the text line too. By the way, it is Friday, December 15th in the year of our Lord 2017. Welcome in 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, and 44-1140 on the text line. Guys, you can stream us very easily. We have a very clear, powerful stream now. You can get the KHDK app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play, wherever you go. Download the app, and obviously the best place to listen is on the radio. But if you can't, stream us, and you will find that the app is clear, concise, and, you know, easy. Our challenged friend that tends to text in the middle of the night with just all kinds of bathroom humor says, I'm not, you know, occasionally I'll read his text. He says, I'm not a betting man, but I bet a ton of money Katie has bigger feet than Dave and Kyle. I will tell you this right now. You are incorrect. I'm not sure what size Katie's feet are, but I know I've known this before. Katie does not have particularly big feet. I call them pegs because for her size, you know, she should have bigger feet. She doesn't have tiny feet, but she doesn't have huge feet. I have size 15 feet. I have actually abnormally large feet. Kyle?
I have very average feet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I wear between a 10 and a 10 and a half, depending on the...
Yeah, so you're lucky. You can get shoes anywhere.
Sometimes... 10 and 10 and a half are two of the most popular shoe sizes I've found.
Okay, maybe that. Okay, I got you.
So we being the people with the size feet.
You people.
Us people.
Yeah.
Have a little bit harder time because we may not always find our size. But I would rather that than be in your position where 9 times out of 10, you just know for a fact that place isn't going to carry your
size. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You walk in, you're like, I need a size 15. They're like, and I need $1 million.
Yeah, they're like, ha, very funny. Occasionally, I'll get lucky, and there'll be a size 15 shoe that nobody's bought, and sometimes I can get them really cheap. That's when you get lucky.
Sure.
More often than not, no. You gotta go to Men's Big and Tall. Do they even still have those? Mr. Big and Tall? You, last night. Very excited about today's show. Today's show is really for the listener, and those are always my favorite shows, where we're just going to bribe the hell out of the listener to keep listening. Now, last night, Kyle, you experienced the world of Star Wars for the first time. Now, I want to make this very clear to those listening. I'm a psycho when it comes to spoilers. So
I'm now you went and did it.
I'm going to talk about this movie with you. And of course, I know you will not spoil anything.
You know for a fact.
Don't give them ideas.
I'm just saying.
I'll put it in their heads.
It already was. We saw it happen with Game of Thrones. When you were binge-watching Game of Thrones, you're like, I'm on season 3, and the text line just blew up with all the stuff that's going to happen.
The worst thing that ever happened, and spoiler alert if you haven't seen all the Harry Potter movies.
Which, hey, at this point,
I know.
Figure it out.
The last 3 Harry Potter books, I was in line over at Tower Books for, even though I had ordered on Amazon the last 2, and they were coming at 9 a.m., I still was there at midnight to get the book, and I'd read it all night. I was obsessed. So maybe the worst, I would say definitely, like if you had a ranking of worst listeners to associate with the station over the years, Eric in Sacramento is number 1 with a bullet, just number 1. It's not even a close second. Stanley may annoy you. He's interesting, and he it's always fun to listen to him. There's a few others I won't name. Eric in Sacramento is just actually a bad person. He's really a bad person. I've met him many times because he goes to all these golf events and stuff. So Eric, and I was doing the night show back then. The night, I think it was book 6 came out. Before I had a chance to get off work at midnight and go get the book, he texts me and he goes, oh, hey, by the way, Dumbledore died. And he was, from that point on, he was permanently banned from any show I was ever on and has not been allowed to call since. He shows up on the phone, gone. See ya. So, by the way, if Eric in Sacramento ever calls in, don't take the call. Just tell him, hey, you know what? You got a lifetime band, dude. So, here's my point. You went last night. What time was the showing?
8:30. I went over to the Greenback Theater.
Wow. Right down there.
Yeah. It was the only... I was going to initially wait, because last night we were kind of talking about saved seats, and people were going, why didn't you just get a reserved seating? Because I was going to wait to go with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
But she goes with her dad.
Wow.
It's like a father-daughter thing they always do.
Yeah.
And so she's getting him that for Christmas. So, oh, spoiler alert. So they're going to go together. And
you didn't know this in advance, by the way?
No, not when tickets went on sale.
I got you. Okay.
So by the time we got that all figured out, I was like, all right, I guess I got to go buy my ticket. And so all the 7 p.m. shows were sold out. And the only place I could get reserved seating was like 10:30.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. We'll get right back to this. I got the TVs on, and Channel 3 is on one of our TVs we have. And they're doing stuff for the Star Wars premiere. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't premiere P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E?
Sounds right.
And they have premier spelled P-R-E-M-I-E-R, which isn't that premier like the president of Russia? I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. The premiere of a movie, you put an E at the end. And like the president of Russia or something like that. That's the premier, like the Russian premier.
No E.
No E for the premiere of a movie?
Yep.
That can't be right. Are you serious?
It very much is.
No.
Oh, premiere. Okay, here we go. So no E is defined as, where is it here? First. No, sorry, that's the French word for first.
Uh-huh, sure.
Is what we've got
here.
Yeah,
like the head of a country.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then premiere with an E on the end is like the opening of a movie.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's got an E. KCRA screwed up. Get it together. Don't misspell your graphics. I know you're going to defend the graphic person. Siri just woke up.
Hey, babe. Hey, Siri.
Shut up, Siri. All right, so
Siri, buy NFL tickets.
You. Can't hear you because my headphones are on.
Oh.
You went to the premiere. Where were your seats?
I was about halfway up, sitting on the end.
Halfway up, sitting like an aisle seat?
Yeah.
Atta babe.
Yeah.
Okay, so without getting into detail, really without, in fact, let me lead the conversation
here. Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Scale of 1 to 10, what do we rate the movie? Let's just get that right out of the way.
Important note here, I'm not a hardcore Star Wars nerd.
Oh.
I'm not super into all the, I've seen the movies, and that's it. So I haven't read all the books. I haven't read all the graphic novels.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
So
but
I'm
you've
not
seen
that
hard for.
Absolutely, of course.
Okay. You don't have to be a crazy Star Wars nerd like me.
Upon first viewing.
Yeah.
I'm going 7.5.
7.5. That's wow. That's very strong.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, but also you fall into that millennial section there. How much of your enjoyment was based on the Porgs? Because the Porgs are basically
out of
the,
10?
Yeah, 10. Yeah, the Porgs are basically the Ewoks of
not. They're not even as important as the Ewoks.
In every trilogy,
they're just like literally, this isn't a spoiler. The Porgs just exist.
They're
in the
just
movie.
There.
They don't serve a function outside of existing in that realm.
Wait a minute, hold on, because I thought the Porg was Rey's father. That's not what happened. Okay, you just spoiled it for me. Every trilogy, there is an attempt by Lucasfilm and or Disney to sell things, stuffed animals and stuff. And it was the Ewoks in the first trilogy, The Return of the Jedi. It was then followed by the colossal failure of the Gungans and Jar Jar Binks and all that,
mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is low-key one of the more racial characters you're ever going to see in a movie.
And high key. I would maybe even go
high key. I mean, it's just not explored enough. And then it looks like the Porgs here.
And why, BB-8.
And BB-8. Yeah, of course. Bogdan Bogdanovich is actually in the movies.
Yeah.
Here's why we're talking about this, guys, because in addition to talking about the Kings, in addition to having Sean Salisbury on, in addition to having Dave Richard on for your fantasy football and the big, fat, hairy show we have planned for you, look what I found in the prize closet. It's Star Wars tickets. And these are tickets good for run of engagement. I believe they're Fandango tickets. You can use them anywhere. All right, and so we have a pair. Wait, no, we have two. No, wait, hold on. Oh, my God, we have five pair of tickets to give out to Star Wars throughout today. The Last Jedi in theaters starting today, and we're going to get you there. And that's why I'm very, very, very happy. I'm very happy when we can do things for you. We will do these at random times today. The way you will get them, as always when I give away Star Wars tickets. Did this with The Force Awakens. There will be no 11th caller. You will have to answer a question because I don't want somebody who's never seen the movie getting these tickets. I want real fans, not crazy fans, but people that understand the movies. You're who I want to go. So throughout the day, we'll be giving away Star Wars tickets. And oh, by the way, we still have the NCAA doubleheader 4-pack as well. It's a great day for you. You're welcome. Sit back, relax. Morning Brew next, right here on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Yeah, they did. My goodness. This was never really in doubt. The Kings kept it close for like half the first quarter, maybe three quarters of the first quarter. And then it was over. Although the Kings did outscore the Timberwolves by one in the second. After that, it was just, oof. It was bad, man. It was bad. This is one of those games where you go, all right, well, this is a bad matchup. They're on the road. Things didn't work out. And, De'Aaron Fox had to leave the game. He bumped into Karl Anthony Towns, and it's a quad contusion. Sounds like, you never know with this team, but sounds like he'll be okay. They don't play again until Sunday in Toronto. He is, I believe, one of two guys on the team this year. He's played in every single game this year, De'Aaron Fox has. But once again, the starters are interesting. I don't know, and we'll get into this later, I don't know what the hell is going on with Scalabrine here. And I almost wish he hadn't had those breakout games last year. Because I look at this dude now, and he just flat out looks lost. He's just lost. He goes from the G League to the starting lineup to the bench. But now he's starting again. He played 13 minutes. Played 13 minutes, net 6 points, and was just overmatched. Just overmatched. Willie Cauley-Stein had 9 points and three. I mean, I can run through the box score all you want. This is a bad game. There were no bright spots. When Costa Koufos and Zach Randolph are your bright spots, you might have an issue. George Hill had another good game. Was second on the team in minutes behind Bogdanovich. 16 points, 3 assists. Just a bad way to start out. I nailed the over, Kyle. We nailed the over. I know we matched up. We nailed the over, but Minnesota more than covered that 10.5 points.
Which is exactly what you said.
Exactly. Exactly. Much like you predicted the Thursday night football winner. Again, I think you predicted every winner.
I've never gotten a Thursday night wrong.
Yeah, never.
It's uncanny. I finally, what I did this week, in case people don't know, I've never picked a Thursday football game right.
It's amazing.
I do a picks column every week, and every week I get Thursday wrong. It's like clockwork.
If you followed Kyle's picks and just picked the opposite all year long, you'd be rich.
In fact, that would be fun to do. But I do straight up picks, and I pick the Broncos, but then I pick the Colts to cover. I was getting one of them right. But the straight up, I haven't gotten them all wrong.
Yeah, we'll get to that game last night probably at no point during this program.
I hope
two.
Not.
There's your Cowboys. Your Cowboys visit Oakland, and the Raiders will host them this Sunday. Greg Papa to the point as he was on Wednesday about this team's performance. Greg Papa ain't buying that the season's over. This is interesting because you've got Kansas City and Los Angeles, the Chargers, playing this weekend at Arrowhead, and they're both tied atop the AFC West at 7-6. Raiders 6-7. They welcome in the Cowboys, and I feel confident in saying this, Kyle. In a meeting of really the two fan bases I least want to be around in football. The two fan bases that I did, they're just the two craziest fan bases in all of football. And Raider fan, don't get too mad. I'll take Raider fan base over Cowboy fan base any day of the week and twice on Sundays. But that is a game that you'd have to pay me just a crap ton of money to go to. It's just going to be.
I disagree.
You love that?
I would go because I'm a neutral observer. I don't care who wins that game. And I think it would be hilarious watching those two fan bases interact.
I don't know, man. I think it'd be hilarious if I was like 500 feet in the air, like with binoculars or something. Which I guess if I sat in the upper deck, I could be too. But then, you know, there might be a skirmish or two. You get a beer spilled on you. There's going to be a lot of schmedium jerseys being worn, a lot of double middle fingers in the air. The Raiders look to keep their hopes alive, their slim hopes alive for the playoffs. Well, here you go. The Niners have won 2 in a row, 3 of 4, and they take on Kyle's Tennessee Titans this Sunday in San Jose, which the 49ers have been favored all week in this game. The Titans come in at 8-5. Jimmy Garoppolo looking to stay undefeated as the Niners' starting quarterback.
Yeah, I think we'll start to see that line shift a little bit because I think sharp guys are going to start.
More on that later on as well.
Coming in on Tennessee.
4 down territory at 7:17. Sean Salisbury will join us at 7:35. Guys, we have Star Wars things to give away all day long as well. When you hear the theme to Star Wars, you'll know it's your time to call. You answer a question right if you're the right caller, and boom, you and a friend are going to go see The Last Jedi. We are back in four. Sports 1140 KHDK. All right. First pair of tickets on the way, 339-1140. Now, let me make it very clear here. This isn't an 11th caller thing. We're going to do this all day long. It's going to be top of my head trivia. That's right, top of my head trivia. This is a trivia question I think up. Some of them are going to be deep. Some of them are going to be fairly easy to those of you who've seen the movies. If you haven't seen the movies, if you're not that familiar with Star Wars, you're not going to win. I'm just telling you right now. I want to make sure these tickets go to real, actual Star Wars fans. None of you casuals. Yes, that's right. That's right. And if that makes you angry, well, hey, then I've accomplished my goal. So while we wait for your phone calls, let's go to Zach. Zach, you're on the drive. Hello, Zach.
Morning, guys.
Morning, buddy.
I just drove past your office.
Hey, you should have honked and said hello.
Nah, I just crop dusted you.
Okay.
Gross.
Yeah.
I had a question about the Raiders playoffs. If the Raiders end up tying with their seasonal record and divisional record with the Chargers, how is it decided after that?
What are the tiebreakers? Let's see. A seasonal, so they're head-to-head, divisional, and then I believe it goes conference record, does it not?
Yes.
Yeah. So you go to conference record after that. Just let me take a quick glance for you here, buddy. Let's see. In conference, the Raiders are 5-6. The Chargers are 4-5. In division, the Chargers are 2-2. The Raiders 2-3, which is what makes this weekend's game between the Chargers and the Chiefs all that more important. Tim, before we get to our Star Wars trivia, hello, Tim.
Hello, Dave. Happy Friday.
Tim the trucker.
Hey, by the way, Daytona 500 is only 65 more days away. But anyway.
Yeah, it makes sense. Hey, Tim, put the Super Bowl of NASCAR as the first event of the year. It's always one of my favorite things.
Oh, go stick it, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, when you say this weekend,
yes.
There are games on Saturday. That's misleading your listeners.
Precise,
you twit.
That's right.
I gotta go. Happy
Saturday's a weekday. I completely forgot. Hey, by the way, Tim drives. He actually is out there driving heavy machinery right now, folks. Keep that in mind. Tim's actually driving a truck right now out there on the roads. Let that be a warning to you. His hot take was, Dave, when you say games this weekend, you're misleading people. There's also games on Saturday.
Saturday is the weekend. This just in. Let's give away some tickets.
Here's the problem. When you have a guy who drives a truck calling in who's always a huge fan of NASCAR and then unloads a take like that, it really fills all stereotypes, doesn't it? Kind of checks all the boxes.
I think that's Tim's goal, though.
I think it kind of is.
He relishes in that.
All right, let's see here. The drive, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
From Sacramento on my way to Stockton.
Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I'm sorry for that last part, you're going to Stockton. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being just an absolute total dork for Star Wars, and 1 being like my mom, who's watched like 10 minutes of a movie, where would you rank yourself?
Solid 8.5.
You ever read any of the books?
I've never read any of the books, no.
Okay, let's see here. Top of my head trivia. Okay, here's one. And I'll allow for a semi-proper pronunciation. What is Chewbacca's home world?
Oh, my goodness.
Nope, that's not it, but I'll give you a second chance. 4-3.
I am completely blanking out on it. It's too early in the morning.
No,
I know this, but I'm completely blanking out on this.
I totally get it. I totally get it, man. That's why you got to be ready to go. Get that coffee in early. Who's this?
Nick.
Snick, where are you calling from?
Snick.
From Stockton.
I apologize. You a big Star Wars fan?
A little bit.
Ooh, okay. Can you give me Chewbacca's home world?
Is it... Tatooine?
Is it Tatooine? Tatooine is, well, no, I'm sorry. That's just not correct. That is not correct.
It is a place, though.
It is a place. Who's this? Star Wars trivia.
James.
James. Where are you calling from, James?
On Highway 50, heading to El Dorado Hills.
Atta, babe.
James,
I hope
you got this.
Hope James is hands-free. James, you a big Star Wars fan?
Oh, yeah.
You read any of the books?
He's got this.
I'm sorry?
Do you ever read any of the books?
Yeah, when I was young, I read 4, 5, and 6.
You read 4, 5, and 6. Do you ever read any of the other books? See any of the cartoons?
No, I haven't. But
okay.
My son has them on all the time.
Well, you've heard the question twice now. I'll give you one last chance at it. Chewbacca's home world, where is it or what is it?
I have no clue, but I already got tickets, so I don't care. Yeah.
Oh, hey, way to call in, though. Was he trying to double up on tickets? What a ding-dong. Who's this?
Andy.
Andy, where are you calling from?
I'm from Sacramento, but I'm on my way to Vacaville.
Yeah, babe. Let's see. You read any of the books?
No, I have not.
That's okay. That's fine. Can you give me Chewbacca's Homeworld?
I think it's pronounced Kashyyyk.
Yeah, Kashyyyk. That is absolutely correct. Chewbacca is from Kashyyyk. Congratulations, buddy. You got yourself a pair of Star Wars tickets. Go see Star Wars Last Jedi in the theaters. More info at khtk.com. Hold the line. And Kyle will take care of you. Back to the text line here at 44-1140. If anyone knows the answer, the world is full of nerds. Hey, that's about par. I would say of the difficulty of the questions I'm going to ask today, 10 being the hardest, 1 being, you know, what's the name of Star Wars? I would say that's about a 5. Just to let you know what you're in for.
I feel like Kashyyyk is the... like password to get into Star Wars nerd meetings.
Kashyyyk.
Yeah, I think that's the baseline trivia knowledge you need to have.
I feel like. I mean, listen. I don't even know if that's ever been said in a movie. But hey, like I said, I want people that are huge fans. Not just somebody like that guy who's like, well, no, I don't know any of that, but I already have tickets. Okay, good. That's fine. Everybody who gets tickets to this is going to be a fan of the movies. And if you're not, don't worry about it. And if you're worried that much of the show is going to be spent on Star Wars trivia today and you're not a Star Wars fan, not the show for you. Honestly. Not the show for you. Somebody's mad that I stereotyped Tim the Trucker. I say, hey, well, hold on. You can't stereotype other people. Why is that okay? Well, you know, Tim does a great job at that. Tim stereotypes himself. I love Tim the Trucker. But Tim the Trucker stereotypes himself. LeBron James and Lonzo Ball faced off last night in a matchup everybody was billing as, you know, a matchup. I don't know why it was a big deal other than, hey, great. It's the first time they've ever met. They're not anywhere near on the same level. Somebody put out a stat yesterday that Lonzo Ball has, at this point, more assists and more, I think, rebounds and blocks, or is averaging more at this point of his career than LeBron James. Yeah, hey, that's great until you get to points and, you know, defense and everything else. But you got to make a big deal out of it. LeBron James, he throws down a triple-double, 25, 12, and 11, throws in a couple of blocks and a couple of steals. Lonzo Ball, 13 points, 11 assists, 8 boards. He tried. The kid did try. 5 of 11. That's actually tremendous shooting for him. And 6 turnovers. If you saw it on TV at all yesterday, you saw all anyone else is looking at is both of them pulling their jerseys above their mouths so they can talk to each other. LeBron's holding his jersey, and everyone's speculating on what LeBron said to him.
He's trying to get him over to Nike.
Getting him to Nike. Hey, I'm coming to L.A. this year. Don't worry about it. Let's ask LeBron. Okay. Well, that's LeBron James not saying anything. How about Lonzo Ball? Hey. Wow. No one wants to say anything. Kyle, I think.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Doesn't work on the radio, but I'll describe what you're
doing. Yeah, it does.
You're pulling your jersey over your face so nobody can read your mouth.
Right. I think we should take a picture of like this and put it on social media.
You know why this started, by the way? People putting their mitts or their shirts over their mouths?
Yeah, because somebody read Greg Maddox's lips one time.
Oh, God. Did you just say somebody?
Yeah, I forget who it was. Yeah.
How long have we worked together now? About 6 months? Yeah. 5 months? I've never been more upset at you. Sorry. I don't even know if I can do the rest of the show with you. I got to be honest. 2 hours and 20 minutes left on a Friday. This is the type of thing that's going to take me all weekend to recover from. Somebody read.
No, I don't know who it was. I'm not saying it was an unimportant person.
I
just can't remember
that.
Who it was.
Yes.
So I said somebody, assuming you would come in with the story. I didn't know
of
you were
going to
be a snowflake about it.
Somebody. William Neuschler Clark from Jesuit High School in Louisiana. Went to Mississippi State, Olympian, number 22, sweetest swing in the history of baseball ever. Better than Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing. Yes, I said it. And yes, and it's a fact. And the only people that disagree are Griffey Jr. stands. Somebody. All right, well, the show is going to continue next. Carmichael David, somebody behind the glass. Got four more pair of Star Wars tickets to give away. Niners go for 3 in a row versus the Titans. Kyle's going to tell us about the Titans because I don't know anything about them other than they're kind of blue.
You don't know anything about the Titans?
I know.
The Tennessee Titans?
Wait, yeah, the Niners are playing somebody this weekend.
Formerly the Houston Oilers?
You can read all about them at somebodysomethingwire.com. That's all coming up in 3 minutes. Sports 1140 KHDK. Four more times today, you're going to hear the Star Wars theme. That's going to be your cue to call in and answer a Star Wars trivia question for a pair of tickets to The Last Jedi. That's run of engagement, kids. You can use them whenever you want. These are special, special golden tickets for you right here. You're not getting them anywhere else. Right here on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. 339-1140, 44-1140 on the text line. You know what I found funny last night, Kyle? The Broncos beat the Colts 25-13. That wasn't funny. At one point, I switched the game off. We were eating dinner with the family, and we chose to watch the Andy Griffith Show on Netflix because the kids, you know, we had the kids with us, and you know, we'll watch football together. But it was honestly a choice between the Broncos and Colts or Andy Griffith, and we took a family vote. Normally, I'll overrule them for sports. I didn't even put up a fight. But if you'd have put that same game in August in the preseason, I would have watched the whole thing cover to cover and been enthralled. Isn't it funny how we begin to burn out on your And that's not because, by the way, you think in August these could be good teams. Even if you know they're bad. It could be the Browns and the who the hell knows is. But if it's in August or September, I'm watching it. I watched every Thursday night football game for probably the first 8 weeks of the season. Now it's got to mean something to me. And I like this guy rolling in, John Dorsey, the new GM of the Browns. Now, he may suck and not do anything, but he certainly isn't pulling punches. Check out this shot he takes at Sashi Brown in the previous regime for the Browns. You've got to get real players. The guys before me didn't get real players.
Do you think Duke Johnson and David Njoku are standing around looking at each other like, hey, what the heck, man?
I'm glad you asked that because that's the exact question that came up in my head and maybe a little bit different. But I'm wondering if guys like that, Deshaun Kizer, whomever it may be, I wonder if they read that as, wow. Oh, so we're just a bunch of, what are you saying? Or are they saying, oh my God, finally somebody comes in and realizes this. You've got to get us help. And these guys we've been playing with suck. And I'm tired of carrying the load, hey now, for the entire game.
Deshaun Kizer's chatting with his teammates. He's like, guys, Jarrett, the new GM, said, I am so happy he's finally going to get some real players for us. Am I right?
Am I right, guys?
Anyone?
We need some real players, not those fake ones.
Just silence.
I think it's great. I like the honesty. Now he's got to back it up. Browns are going to have the number one pick in the draft this year. Here he is on Baker Mayfield. I don't know why we're playing Browns quotes on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying I like the guy's I like the attitude. I like the honesty. He may be towing his line, putting his toe over the edge there a little bit. But what are we going to defend? What, have they had real players? They've had the worst stretch of any team in the NFL since, like, the Chicago Astronauts or some dumb team that nobody's heard of.
Yep, the Chicago Astronauts. Famous 0-37 Chicago Astronauts.
They were terrible. They were terrible with old Boomer Lee and Playground Johnson. Back when everybody had cool nicknames. Three-Eyed Billy.
Uh-huh.
You know,
perfect.
One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah,
all those.
Yeah,
are amazing.
Good history lesson here.
Did you have a problem with this quote earlier in the week? By the way, here's Le'Veon Bell on Juju Smith-Schuster. Is that whole quote okay? Because he started out saying, "I'm glad he's okay."
Yeah, I think that just kind of expresses a lot of the sentiment that the Steelers were expressing after the game. Plus, I think Juju lays that block on anybody.
I agree.
Any Bengals player. It just so happened to be Vontaze, so people went, oh, got what was coming to him. If that wasn't Vontaze, people would have gone, oh, it's a football play. He's laying a block, which is essentially what Juju said. He wasn't picking out perfect on that play.
This is a feast or famine weekend in the NFL. I'm actually very excited about it. Most games this weekend are terrible. At this point of the year, that's going to happen. But without hyperbole, you very easily could have the two best teams in each conference playing each other. Now, I don't necessarily buy that in the NFC, but I do buy that in the AFC.
Sure.
You got the Steelers and Patriots, which you can make an argument are the two best teams in the NFL. But you've also got the Rams and Seahawks. I'm not about to. I think the Vikings, the Saints, the Eagles. I think there's a few teams. The Panthers would have something to say about it, but the Rams and the Seahawks are two of the best teams in the NFC. So you have two phenomenal games. You've got the Packers returning with Aaron Rodgers against the Panthers. You've got the Chargers and Chiefs, who both sit atop the AFC West. And we'll ask this in four down territory in a game that could be winner take all. You have the Cowboys and Raiders, which most likely means nothing playoff wise, but that's two of the tent pole franchises in the NFL playing each other in a type of game that could actually be extreme. I expect that to be a very entertaining, very exciting game. And then you have the Falcons and Buccaneers on Monday night, which was supposed to be I don't blame the NFL for that one. That was supposed to be a good game.
The Bucs were supposed to be good.
That's not. You think Dirk Cutter makes it to next year?
No, zero chance. You have, and I know not everybody's into point spreads, but they're indicative of the quality of game. Philly -7.5 against the Giants, Minnesota -10.5 against Cincinnati, Jacksonville -11 against Houston, New Orleans -15.5 against the Jets. A lot of really boring games this week.
If Dirk Cutter gets fired this year, and I'm with you, he won't make it. Is this Jameis Winston's last chance before he's kind of labeled a problem child, a guy who can't get it done, a guy who's not coachable? Guy's too busy eating W's. You think he still has room to go through another coach?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think you get one more year just because you show promise in your first couple of years. He didn't make the jump. I think we're seeing the same thing with Marcus Mariota. He didn't make that third-year jump. They'll get one more year. But if you get consecutive bad years, that's when you start to worry.
Kings took on the Wolves last night, sort of. We've got, I guess, highlights from that game, at least some sound of Gary Gerald calling the game. I don't know if I call it highlights. De'Aaron Fox, will update you on his status. And apparently the new Kings City jersey, the city. I say city for a reason because you had an H in there, and that's what a lot of people think of them. The new city jerseys have leaked for the Kings. Kyle, have you seen these yet? If not, look them up during the break. You're the jersey hat guy. I want to know what you think of these things. I don't care, by the way, if they wear moo-moos as long as they're winning ball games. We'll do this in 4 minutes on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.